Earlier in the program, we had Don Van Natta on the show, the ESPN senior writer and author of the book that's coming out here in 2026 called The Star, an unauthorized biography of Jerry Jones. We've also been talking about the possibility of the Chiefs moving to Dallas after the vote failed in Kansas City yesterday. And so joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about these items is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good. Doing fine this morning. Doing fine.
Well, do you have any opinions about the Don Van Natta book?
I've been hearing a lot of stuff, a lot of things and stuffs that I do not like, nor do I care for on your program today.
Okay.
First of all, Don Van Natta is a fiction-writing, muck-raking, yellow journalist. Now, I'm preemptively smearing him, just a little preemptive smearing, because I'm uncertain as to what he plans to write in this so-called book of his.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just saying that Van Natta better watch out and not report anything that I don't want reported and publicly known, like extra kids, relationships with movie starlets, a condition I call extreme herpes. I don't want any of that known and publicly out there. Now, I am attempting to intimidate Don Van Natta, and I'm not threatening him, but I will beat him up personally.
Oh, gosh.
That sounds like a threat.
That's assault.
And if he talks about me getting reverse cowgirl preferred seating from a 96 Little Rock gate agent back in 1996, I will make sure that he will be nervous every time he starts his car.
Oh, my God.
Jerry.
You can't make threats like that.
Well, just think about that, Don Van Natta. Think about every time you get in your car, you don't know if when you turn it on that this is the time that I've hidden the king cobra inside that car that's trying to strike you make a light on red.
That's how you would do it?
That's exactly right. Now, look, I am okay with him writing a book, but I want him to write a book about my other businesses because I have many businesses. I'm a very wealthy man,
Mm-hmm. You're very involved.
Very involved. My hospitalities. I do hospitalities businesses.
Uh-huh.
My real estates,
uh-huh.
Oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
I also have other interests, like knockers and titties.
What? Jerry?
It's a store that I own that sells door knockers and sandals. It's T-I-D-D-I-E-S.
Okay. Those.
That is a sandal. Yeah, okay.
Look into it.
That's a weird store that would sell door knockers and sandals.
Well, it's look into it. It's there. We got one at the Star.
Okay. We'll look into it.
Also, I've heard y'all talk about this crazy idea that Rhino Eric Johnson, that's what he is, Republican in name only, has about getting another NFL franchise here in Dallas.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Like the Chiefs moving here.
Let me tell you, Jeb, I've done some research.
Okay.
And I have discovered that Dallas, and by Dallas, I mean Dallas and Fort Worth, and by Dallas and Fort Worth, I mean Dallas, Fort Worth, and all the surrounding cities. I've done some research, and I've discovered that Dallas cannot support two NFL teams.
Oh, you have?
How do you know?
Well, as is my usual, my research consisted of my initial split-second gut reaction that I then act upon.
That's not research.
I will not permit the Hunt family to move the Kansas City Chiefs to Dallas. First of all, the name alone. You don't think it'd be awkward to have a team called Dallas, Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, that would be weird, yes.
That's too awkward.
They dropped the Kansas City part, I think.
Also, Chiefs are Indians, and Cowboys and Indians don't mix. Wrong then, wrong now.
Okay.
All right. Now, I will not let that team get here. Now, if they do move to Dallas, you will see a hostile takeover that is committed by an anonymous group of investors that will buy that Dallas, Kansas City Chiefs team and turn them into the Dallas Cowboys number two. So it will be a two-pronged NFL team here.
Wow.
Kind of like Chili's too, huh?
I guess. Yes, exactly. And that's what's going to happen. Now, I'm telling you guys right now, I don't want you talking anymore about the Chiefs moving to Dallas. And okay. I don't want you talking about Don Van Nutter.
Okay.
Okay, now if you do, you'll be nervous every time you start your car.
Okay.
When you hear that hissing sound up under the passenger seat.
Why is that your method of choice?
Now, I got to get Jerry Jr. to his pediatrician because he got a problem with his pecker.
Okay.
He's a hunting peck typer, and he cut the tip of his main finger.
Oh.
So he can't really type right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Plus, his penis is crooked. His mom is worried about that.
All right.
All right. Good morning to you.
Morning to you. There goes Jarrett.